I suppose somebody was doing something, you thought he was doing it wrong. You'd say, don't do it that way, do it now.
Do it this way?
Yeah. What would you say when you don't hear what somebody says? You want him to say it again. What would you say?
Something like that.
Would you say, what's that, or how's that? Which one would you say? How's that, or what's that? See, that's
something like that.
Which one? If you have a man, and this man owns the orchard, and you want to know what, you want to identify the man by his owning the orchard, then you would say, he's the man what, in regard to the orchard? Man owns an orchard, and you want to say, which man is he? And you want to identify him by saying that, that is, because he owns this orchard, you want to identify him that way. You don't want to say his name or anything. You say, he's the man. Which man is he? Well, he's the man. How would you express that?
I don't know.
He's the man that owns the orchard, or
maybe something like that.
I suppose you have a similar situation. You have a boy, and this boy's father is very rich, and you want to identify the boy that way. You'd say, he's the boy. Which boy is he? You'd say, he's the boy.
The rich man.
Well, he's the boy. What was that?
The rich man, or something like that.
Suppose you have the inside of a what do you call the thing in the middle of the cherry?
Pitch, a stone in the cherry.
In a peach, what would you call it?
It's a pit in a peach.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a kind of the pit's hard to get out of, what do you call that kind of peach?
Cling.
And if you have a kind that's an easy to get out, what do you say?
Free stone.
And after you eat an apple, what's left?
Core.
You ever cut up pieces of apple and dried apple, pieces of dried apple, make things out of to eat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What, do you have any name for that?
Snips and everything.
Yeah. What do you call the outside cover on a walnut just after it drops to the ground? You pick it up and it still has the...
Oh.
And then the inside of that, still before you get the nut, you have to crack the what?
Shell.
What do you call this kind of nut that has two kernels in it, so they feed them to elephants and circuses?
Peanut.
And what do you call these fruits that they grow in Florida and California, kind of citrus fruit? The ones that are about that big around, about as big as an apple.
Orange, you mean? Or?
Yeah. And suppose you went to the store, and this the man who ran the store and sold all his oranges, he'd say, we don't have any oranges today. The oranges are what?
Oh, lemons are such things that they get.
Well, in regard to oranges, you'd say the oranges are what? If we're out of oranges, you'd say the oranges are...
all gone?
Yeah. In Pennsylvania, they say the oranges are all.
Mm-hmm.
Some people. They don't put the gone on the end.
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear anything like that?
No.
Around here? And what do you call these things that they put in under, or they pull up out of the ground? The little bulbs that grow underground, they're red, you cut them up, they have a sharp taste. Yeah. The kind of things that you make ketchup out of.
Tomatoes.
And the kind of things that make your eyes water when you peel them.
Onions.
And these kind of onions that you take out of the ground early in the year, they're long and green and thin. And what do you call those?
Green onion.
And what do you have to do to beans before you get them ready to eat?
String them.
And, well, if it's another kind of bean, what might you have?
Break them up.
Or taking the cover off of them.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Pod them. You pod peas, don't you?
Yeah.
Shell beans.
Yeah. You have these large, yellow, flat.